George Michael's Freedom 90 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday, 14th of January, almost 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Morning, folks. Morning to PJ Gallagher.
Morning, everybody. How's your old heads in this Tuesday morning? Hope you're well.
Everybody safe and sound after Storm Brendan?
Hope so. Hope so. Lots of electricity still missing in the country now this morning and all that.
Who got the worst of it in the end? Because, you know, the way I
not sure, actually.
Don't really know what has been going on in the world anytime, really.
Well, you don't. You're not. There's a couple of things you're not into, and one of them is paying attention to the news.
Yeah.
You're not mad about
it. I'm a little bit. Yeah, I'm a bit outside of that loop there now.
As far as I can see, the person that got hit the hardest by the storm yesterday was Luke Kelly on Sheriff Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
is the statue done?
It's been vandalised again.
No way.
Yeah, they did. They gave him a pair of glass.
Storm Brendan gave him a pair of glasses.
Well, the storm came and went, and now Luke Kelly has a pair of vandalised glasses there again.
That's shocking. Carry on.
So there you go. So that's all I know.
Yeah.
So,
but there wasn't any. There was no tragedies or no anything like that. There was nothing.
Not that I'm aware of.
Good,
thankfully,
good.
Not that I'm aware of.
Good.
A couple of Egypts going into the sea to make. Picks of themselves and just, I don't know, just looking for attention, I suppose, to be doing that at this stage.
Also, good to know that Derek and Swords is back safe and sound. He had a hard weekend skiing.
Hard weekend skiing.
Yeah. It's just a great way to phrase it. Good morning, lads. Back safe and sound after a hard weekend skiing. Like everybody would have been worried about him enjoying himself there on the slopes, you know.
I don't mean to be rude, Derek. I hope you had a nice time. I don't care. As long as you're happy.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
If you can afford to go off skiing, you old... Oh, I tell you. I'm shaking my fist at you now.
It's the bit of when you know you're not getting a holiday until like July or something.
Yeah.
And there's him. Don't worry, lads. I'm all right.
Yeah, listen, it was grand. Look, I'm a bit tired and all, but I made it.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, hopefully everybody is safe and sound after the Storm Brendan has passed. It kind of finished up, it wrapped up. It was almost like a switch for us at about 3 o'clock.
Literally
went from raining to, oh, there's the sun.
Exactly, yeah. I went from that was some savage rain.
There was a lot of rain.
Savage rain. And the poor old dogs were looking out the window and we thought it was other animals howling back at them with the wind.
Yeah. Still looking to get out, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. They'd have loved that.
They don't get it at all.
Yeah.
Little Stella, you open the door and she just runs out. She's standing there. Her back legs weren't even to touch the ground. And she's still, yeah, you're coming out. No.
Yeah.
You can't even do a poo out there. You're getting in, you maniac.
Crazy stuff. Anyway, listen, hopefully everybody's cool afterwards. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, by the way. Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes here at Classic Hits, almost 14 minutes past 6 on the 14th of January. Morning to you folks. Thanks for hanging out with PJ and Jim this morning here at Classic Hits. About to do the birthdays. I'm going to be kind to you today, right?
Right, Jack.
I'm not going to embarrass you by showing up your fake claims when you didn't even know
me,
who...
That's an extraordinary thing to say.
You didn't even know who Graham McPherson was yesterday and him being a hero of yours. Suggs.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah,
so
that was.
I'm not even going to include people like Chaz Smash.
Thank God for that. What's Chaz Smash? Chaz Smash is something you'd buy in a packet. What's who's
Chaz Smash is only the bloke who played the horns for Madness.
Yeah, he can keep his horn to himself on his birthday. Happy birthday, Chaz Smash.
Yeah, this is. And I won't even include the great T-Bone Burnett.
T-Bone Burnett.
Yeah.
And Chaz Smash. You're making this up now at this stage.
I'm not T-Bone Burnett. The man that worked with the likes of Johnny Cash and Elvis Costello. The man who, you know that great when True Detective was an actually, when it was good.
Yeah.
Right.
Those were the days.
The theme from that, that's T-Bone Burnett. Doing the singing like that and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I wouldn't be into that sort of music. I don't understand. Music for people who aren't good at music. Isn't it? And that's what it is. Basically, he was the kid that was bought a drum kit and should never have been given one, and then he just kept going.
Sings a bit like Nick Cave, kind of.
Yeah, but Nick Cave, Nick Cave, you know, he is brilliant. And then you get all these people that think, oh yeah, he's just going,
bear, 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 black sheep, gonna have to get you 3 bags full.
You know, no, that's not what just is. He's good. And you're an Egypt called T-Bone.
He's a legend, T-Bone Burnett.
Oh, I'm sure he is, but not for music.
I'm not including that, so you're off the hook on all of them. Chaz Smash and all the rest of it. Right, going to start with
T-Bone Burnett.
What a proper legend, though. Legendary actress Faye Dunaway celebrating her birthday.
Faye Dunaway.
Bonnie and Clyde.
The original Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she must be getting on.
Yeah. I tell you, Bonnie and Clyde. What do you mean the original Bonnie and Clyde now? Like, she wasn't. She didn't do the actual robberies. She was in the movie about them.
Oh, yeah, but the one. Was the movie not made in the 50s or something?
It would have been more the 60s, no?
Oh, I don't know.
When were Bonnie and Clyde around? The 20s, was it?
Was the movie based on the gangsters, or did the gangsters base themselves in the movie? Let's get that out of the way first.
I think the gangsters came first.
Right, so they were around, yeah, so...
Who was Clyde in that Bonnie and Clyde with Faye Dunaway? Who was the actor?
George Clooney or something.
Oh my God.
In his early days, before
it was,
ER.
What's his name, wasn't it? Was it Robert Redford?
I don't know, man.
Anyway.
Is Robert Redford still alive or is he gone?
I have no idea. No, he's still going, is he?
Is he?
I have no idea.
Fair play to him. When you were in those movies back then, you were doing well.
It was Warren Beatty, according to Tara.
Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
See, he married Madonna.
He married everybody, Warren Beatty.
Yeah, he did. I think he just... all right, Warren. Married. Yeah. I do.
Yeah, no, I wasn't that. Yeah, it's all right. I do. It's too late now.
Do you want to go to pictures with me? Okay, I do. I'm going to say it right then.
Faye Dunaway
is like, say, 73.
Not bad. 79.
Okay, right.
79. Right, what about this? Now, I know this isn't necessarily your primary genre of music, but nonetheless, you will know the name of LL Cool J.
Oh, I used to love LL Cool J. Sure, he was huge back in the day. Yeah. Lady Love, yeah. Cool J. Imagine calling yourself Lady Love. The arrogance.
He had
that.
Some great songs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were, you know.
Funky, Cole Medina. Was that him?
No.
It was, wasn't it? No.
No.
Is that not him?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was funky.
Let me look up
funky
his,
Cole Medina.
Let me look up his discography.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the funky Cole Medina was LL Cool J. And then he tried to reinvent himself and make him really cool. Make himself really cool. I think just calling him either LL or Cool J, which is never a great idea.
No, Funky Cole Medina's not listed here.
Oh.
There's Headsprung, Going Back to Call, I Need Love, Mama Said Knock You Out, Love You Better, Paradise, 4321, I'm Bad, Doing It, Hush, Big Old Butt, Lounging. Yeah.
Big Old Butt.
Big Old, yeah. What's, here we go. Mama Said Knock You Out was apparently the big one.
Don't know that at all.
Yeah.
I love the way rappers can have names and songs like that, like Big Old Butt. Like, you never had the Dubliners with a song called Find Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know, like, thankfully it wasn't a thing.
Well, the closest we ever got was the Saw Doctors with The Glory of Our Arse as she passed by in the church.
Oh, yeah, The Glory of Our Arse. Oh, yeah. I used to love her. Yeah. I got to say, right, LL Cool J is...
You know what his real name is? I'll give you a bonus point.
Having a rashers.
James Todd Smith.
For God's sake. Sounds like aristocracy or something. he's like 53.
Not bad at all. 52. 52. Right, what about... time frame wise, not a million miles away. Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl, of course, of Nirvana.
And Foo Fighters and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. He went into Foo Fighters after Nirvana. Never reached the same heights, really.
No.
Foo Fighters had
some good tunes.
Yeah, I went to see Foo Fighters in the Olympia one of the days. And to be honest with you, he was doing this thing where he was too cool for his own gig, man.
Yeah.
We're just going to enjoy ourselves.
I think he's regarded as a bit
on.
Of a mogul nowadays, isn't he? He's kind of behind a lot of other, artists and stuff.
Yeah. It still looks like. Sort of a musketeer or something.
Oh,
he's got a real musketeer head in him.
That's exactly it. He would have been brilliant in that time. Yeah.
He needs to release a song, you know, sort of a rock version of 1-4-1 and all for one. Musketeers, they're always ready. It'd be brilliant if he did that.
Yeah.
Wore the big hat with the plumage feather and all.
Especially if he did it in Nirvana style or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It was always a bit angsty.
1-4-1 and all for one, the Musketeers and my fluffy hat. Right, he's a little bit older than me. He's 50.
He's 51, man.
Fart off life anyway.
Right, now, here's the interesting ones, right? I put these two in. One of them is similar to yesterday, somebody that only you should probably know instantly. And the other I just put in because he has a great name.
Right, great. I love this. Is the logic I love.
Right, PJ Gallagher. I ask you, how old is Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall?
What are you talking about? Who in the name of God is Hugh Fearnley?
He's a very famous TV chef.
Fearnley Whittingstall.
Who Hugh Fernley Whittingstall.
Well, he'll always
River,
be.
Have you ever heard of River Cottage? Does
no.
That, no.
Okay. I'll tell you, he'll always be Fernley Whittingstall to me. Fernley Whittingstall.
It does actually sound like something out of Wind in the Willows.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes. We went to see Hugh Fernley Whittingstall. Yeah.
Toad went to see Hugh Fernley Whittingstall. He was the man at the end of the pond who owned almost all the lily pads.
Hugh Fernley Whittingstall.
Oh, say it as many times as you like. You're not going to get it right. That's all I'm saying to you now this morning.
Famous TV chef.
I have literally no idea who that man is. And please never show me a picture of him, because the image that is in my head is so spectacular, I would hate to have it ruined. I'll tell you that much.
He's not nearly as aristocratic as he sounds.
No.
Which is a shame.
Well, neither is Dave Grohl.
Well, that's...
What's his name again? Todd Furry...
No, that was LL Cool J. Oh, yeah.
This isn't my best morning now. This is Jim throwing me this morning.
You were within one of two of them, so that's not bad. Right, go on. How old's Hugh?
Furry Bummy Hall is 77.
55. Oh, geez. And here's the one that you can redeem yourself on, right? It is Carl Weathers' birthday today.
Right, he's another chef, is he?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm giving you literally some of your heroes. Yesterday, it was Julia Louis-Dreyfus from... Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Carl Weathers is... Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm having to even tell you this.
Who is he?
Apollo Creed.
Oh, my God. Is it?
Apollo Creed from the Rocky movies.
I love those movies.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Much.
Like, as much as you love Seinfeld, obviously.
You're the weirdo that wants to deconstruct them to the point they become real.
What? I'm just expecting you to know the name of the actors.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Who knows that? God, just because I'm not a super nerd about it. Oh, I love Carl Weathers, Mr. Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed is celebrating his birthday today.
Of course, all the Creed movies and all. He still gets his... What an absolute legend. The second best man that was ever on screen. Next to Sylvester Stallone, Rocky himself.
Obviously, yeah. He's such a legend. You didn't even recognise him. But how old... is Carl Weathers. How old is Apollo Creed?
Oh, he could have been a chef, right?
Yeah.
None of your business.
Could have been.
I gotta say. Right, well, he was like in the Rocky movie 77 something. He's like 76.
Oh, 72.
Fart. Never like him.
And now you're up to date on the home of the no-repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. Thanks a million. 6:34. So you survived Brendan.
Survived Brendan.
No kind of damage of any sort, no inconvenience of any sort, though.
A little bit of me garden shed or my garden fence is gone, but sure, it was on its last legs anyway, so that's probably a good thing, really. It saves me the effort
Somebody
of
else's
having
problem
to...
now.
He saved you a few quid, so...
He did save me a few quid. Well, it saved me the effort of having to go out and dismantle it myself, so I've packed an overnight bag.
What?
Yeah, Jim's bringing me a surprise home to Yvonne this afternoon.
What?
Me.
What's going on here?
There's going to be snow in Narnia today.
Oh no.
I see.
Yeah.
Is there seriously going to be snow?
Well, that's what they're saying. There's going to be very heavy falls and it's very cold. And so it looks like certainly the Wicklow area, the Wicklow Hills, are going to get a bit of an owl dusting.
Oh, God, you might have to go to Cork on your own, PJ.
Yeah.
I might be stranded at the top of a mountain.
Oh, no. So you are. They'll just make you knock a home. You'll actually be the other way around. You're going to have to stay in Tara's cafe.
Is your swap seat?
Live there yet?
No. Swap seat.
Any risk of him not going to work? No, you're not allowed to go home.
Yeah.
They've done that to him before.
Changed to a
desert. I know they have, yeah.
Shocking carry on.
Yeah.
Abuse of power.
So there you go. Get it out.
Is it really likely, Tara, yeah?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Oh
that is what
God,
Matt Aaron is saying.
Hills.
Now, look, snow on hills. Now,
Yvonne will be delighted now. She
ground.
Loves that.
I love that.
I know you do. There's something weird about
you.
So
odd. It's
you
hard.
Go and live in my gaff and I'll move in with Yvonne. We'll be happy together. It'll be great. Living in the snowy hills in Narnia.
The worrying part of that is Yvonne would probably go for it as well.
Yeah, she's going, grand. Yeah, it's great idea.
There you go. That's our theme song, isn't it, PJ? Stuck with you. Huey Lewis in the News.
Yep. You're stuck with me and you love it.
Says happy to be stuck with you, doesn't it?
And you love what I said, and you love what I said.
And what about you? Reciprocating.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I'm happy about it. You're the one that has to do everything. I'm 100% happy with it. Yeah. I love this setup. Yes,
stuck
it's
with
true.
You. Happy Lewis in the News. I was
Happy Lewis in the News. That's actually it's a better name.
And Belinda Carlisle, leave a light on. Yeah, welcome along, folks. If you are just joining us, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Tuesday, almost a quarter to seven. Bad news, though, from Ray. He says, lads, there's a big crash in the N7 inbound. It's opposite the Apple Green service station and there's a big tailback forming already. Not good news. Unfortunately. But thanks for letting us know, Ray. Anyway,
thank you. So yeah, the always N7. Does. Oh, sugar, I'm after spilling coffee again. I can't believe it.
And actually, Niall is on the N7 at the moment. He was wondering what was going on. So that's the story, Niall. Two lanes blocked there, apparently.
Oh, feck it, anyway. Not the coffee, not the traffic. Sorry.
Yeah, feck them both.
Feck all of them.
By the way, the other thing about it is, you know your funky cold Medina?
I do, yeah.
It was somebody called Tone Lock.
Tone Lock?
Oh, whatever.
That's his name, yeah.
LOC, yeah.
That's what it was, yeah.
Sang Funky Cold Medina.
Funky Cold Medina.
That was
a good
song.
You know what that means then? I haven't a clue who LL Cool J is, really.
So you did surprisingly well getting close to his age.
Yeah, I did, because he was definitely around at the time.
Yeah. Do you know what, Funky Cold Medina is one of those kind of standout sort of, you know, just one of those songs that'll always stick in your mind, right?
Funky Cold Medina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit like, do you remember Grandmaster Flash?
From Run DMC.
Was he from Run DMC? No, the guy who did White Lines.
I thought he was in Run DMC.
Tell you what, when it comes to music, we shouldn't discuss anything.
Yeah.
Right, because we're embarrassing ourselves.
But the Grandmaster Flash, was he into the sort of hip-hop, the rap sort of carry on?
I suppose. It would have been the lighter end of it.
I thought Grandmaster Flash was Run DMC.
I'm going to have to look that up now.
What were you going to say about it anyway?
I just wanted to say that White Line song was a great song.
Never heard of it.
Oh my, right, okay. Anyway, almost 14 minutes to
White
7.
White Lines.
Here are Classic Hits, yeah.
Was he talking about the old...
an anti-drugs song, you know what I mean?
Oh, I was thinking, yeah, it has a touch of the Conor McGregor's off it there, all right.
Anti-drugs song, yeah.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Of course.
Obviously, yeah.
Of course he did. Proper order too. Right, listen.
Hang your mirror back up.
Here's what we have for you today. Once again, actually, we're going to give you the chance to win a fabulous hamper. Okay, because we're going to be playing our Vitamin Blockbusters. PJ really enjoyed this yesterday. A little bit too much, to be perfectly honest with you. He was enjoying it a lot. Omega Arrow, of course, our special quiz master for the week.
Omega Arrow, yeah.
His superhero name. Because Vitabiotics, their well range, they've given us hampers every day of their products to give to you this week. And then at the end of the week, there's a big big getaway, weekend getaway to the Wineport Lodge. Oh. Dinner and spa treatments and everything thrown in for that.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh my God, I'd love that, yeah.
So we're going to do that after 7. The only thing about it is Vitamin B is gone.
Vitamin B went yesterday, so we have the other ones. So there's still A, C, D, E.
Yep, you can choose from them.
No Vitamin F, obviously. That would be ridiculous.
We'll give you a shout to have a bash at that. After 7 o'clock. Later on then in the afternoon, of course, it's quite a small score to beat on the breakfast table quiz. I think it was only about 6 or something.
I think it was 6 we got yesterday, so 7 or more will put you into the lead. But like you were just saying, like, it doesn't matter. You're everybody that plays wins something, so you can't lose.
So on the breakfast table quiz, it's Trebolgan this week, and you get a family day pass just for coming on to play. And then if you do win it all, you get a big family break. 6 of you could be heading off for the full week, so that's
pretty
cool.
Goodness gracious,
well,
what more could anyone do for you?
And of course, we topped the grand on the hit bit as well. That's worth noting.
Yes, I want. That makes it, what, €1,000 and a tenner, is it?
A tenner.
So there you go. And we'll stick in the... we won't. It's very early.
We'll stick
in something.
Don't go rounding that up now to €2,000 or anything.
Yeah, so might as well make it two. No, we can't. We'd be shot. We'd be absolutely shot. So €1,000 and a tenner is what we have here on the hit bit.
Cool, Abuna. And of course, if you need to get us for anything, you need to give us a shout, whatever's floating through your head this morning, 087-188-0008. Free to do it on WhatsApp. Valerie from Steve Winwood here at Classic Hits on this Tuesday morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 9:30 past 7. And the nominations are... Yep. Oscar nominations have been revealed.
They have. They're out. And there's only really one sort of big Irish interest for us, I believe. It's Saoirse Ronan, of course.
Yep.
And fair play to her, up for a fourth time being nominated.
That's some gold. How old is she again now?
Oh, what age is she? She's 25.
She's had 4 Oscar nominations.
Yeah. So she's been up before. It's not the first time. Been up for Lady Bird in 2017, Brooklyn in 2015, and she got a Best Supporting nomination for her breakout in Atonement. That's what it was,
right.
Atonement. Never saw that film, I'll be honest with you. So it's some girl, 25 years old, she really is sort of like, she's hot, taking the world by storm. So
yeah,
she is.
Yeah, yeah.
Out there blasting away. Little Women, of course, it's been getting unbelievable reviews.
Incredible reviews.
Everyone that's seen it seems to say it's a must see. Like, it's an absolute incredible movie. Seems like it's going to be one of those movies that's going to really go down as marking the decade. It seems to be that good.
Wow.
Already. I mean, we're only 14 days into it, and to be honest with you, so far I'm not enjoying this decade at all. But she's running away in a hack with it. But of course, when Saoirse Ronan's in the press, it comes with the usual, right? Now, I'm not saying it's Dublin people going, she's not even a dub. She's from Carlow.
Yeah.
It's with the usual nonsense that she's been called a Brit in the British press. They just want to take it. At this stage, I actually don't think they're doing it by accident anymore.
You don't think it's a mistake?
They must be trolling us at this stage. It's a
deliberately trying to wind us up. Like,
it must be.
Wait, you see the way the Irish come at this. Now, wait, you see this. I'm going to put this tweet out now saying, British actress Saoirse Ronan.
I'll stop you right there. Blind Boy, he tweeted yesterday a headline from one of the newspapers. Wait till you get a load of this now.
Right.
Wait till you get an earful of this absolute garbage. But this, so, making up the British contingent, American-born Irish star Saoirse Ronan gets the Best Actress nomination for Little Women.
It's contradicted in itself.
I'm not to throw my phone across the room.
There's no need for that now. No need for that. Look,
it's ridiculous.
The man is outraged.
How does a Brit think a name Saoirse is Irish? Let's be honest.
But I mean, it says
in the
thing.
Can a British person spell that?
American-born Irish star.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Straight away, there's at least two things there that are going
to... the Brits can't spell it, you'd think maybe it's not one of ours.
It's not one of ours.
Pádraig Ó hÉileán. Spell it. If you can't spell it, if it's not your language, the chances are they're not from your country. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's an awful wind. I don't know. Like, I probably, this is the stupid thing as well, though. I probably care more than Saoirse Ronan cares about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine.
It's very annoying. The first time I remember.
It is unusual, though, but like, because I suppose obviously we're more sensitive to it than maybe a lot of nations would be.
Because they don't do it to other nations.
Well, there was two things. I was going to say because of our past, but then the fact of the matter is, it doesn't seem to. It's not like somebody accidentally assumes that a French person is British.
I know.
Or whatever. It's
great
kind of
day
weird
for Ireland there with Gerard Depardieu being nominated for the first role in The Young Offenders. We don't do it.
It just seemed to be a uniquely British-Irish thing.
It's very much so, yeah.
I'm trying to think, right, just to play devil's advocate here, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, have we ever done it in reverse? Have we ever done, you know, say somebody who was an English person, a British person, have we ever sort of claimed them as Irish?
Jack Charlton. That's the one I remember. We did do it with Jack Charlton. Jack Charlton continually had to say,
I think we always made sure it was honorary Irishman.
I don't know. I do remember Jack Charlton going, I'm not Irish. I told you I'm English. And we were shut up. Yeah, shut the hell up. There's a bit of that
stop
going.
Raining on the parade.
Yeah, don't be ruining the party, Jack. Come on now. You're in the good books here. There's not many of yous are. That type of thing.
I know. I'm not quite sure Jack Charlton's the same kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, I think he was adopted.
Right.
In that sense.
He was. You see, isn't this what they're going to say?
Somebody says, what about Rory McIlroy or Daniel Day-Lewis?
Well, Rory McIlroy now brought it on himself by just not declaring.
I'm not sure he knows.
That's why there was never any controversy around George Best. Because he straight away says, no, played for Northern Ireland. You know, that was his thing.
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy, I don't know with my funny accent if I want to
Daniel
do
Day
anything
has
for anybody or the Olympics or what country I'm from. I don't know what country I'm from.
Stop. Daniel Day has both, doesn't he? He has dual citizenship.
He does,
I think
yeah.
He has two passports.
Yeah, he's got one for Ireland and one for Realmwood.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He's
one,
actually
one for Narnian.
He's Narnian.
He's got one for Wicklow.
He's Narnian. He declared himself Narnian.
Which, look, he's different though as well because he's as odd as fuck. He's like Santa Claus.
Roger Casement. Somebody has texted as well.
Your case, man.
Brilliant.
Is it that guy?
Ed Sheeran. Nobody ever claimed him as Irish, did they?
Not that I'm aware of. So I don't think it's the same.
Yeah, I was just curious whether or not we kind of whether we ever do it in reverse.
I don't think so, but we don't want to. And that's the thing, it's not like they need to. I think that's what's really annoying as well.
Yeah, they've
there's
got
always
loads.
Like when it comes to the Olympics and sport and movies, there's always a huge British contingent for the simple fact that there's so much higher numbers of them.
Yeah.
So when they just go poaching our lot, it just feels so greedy.
Well, you see, no, to be honest with you, the thing that rubs most people up the wrong way is the assumption that they're doing the whole British Isles thing.
And the fact that if she doesn't win it, she's Irish in the morning. It's that as well.
Yeah.
It's a,
yeah,
oh, yeah. Hard luck, soy. At least I think that's how they say it over there.
Yeah. Successful British actor, Saoirse Ronan. Compared to failed Irish star, Saoirse Ronan.
Hard luck there to the young Irish girl. That's what they'll say. It happened with Barry McGuigan first, British champion, when he beat, remember, British champion. And then the very next day, when after he lost to Cruz. Oh, unlucky Irishman fails in the Las Vegas heat.
Yeah, the Irish eyes weren't smiling tonight.
Yeah, this is great.
What are we like, eh? What are we like? Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. What do you do?
Dropped something again. I'm all clumsy.
The Cure, Friday I'm in Love. Here are Classic Hits, 19 minutes past 7. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Time for you to win again this week. Every day this week, we've got the chance for you to win a fabulous hamper. This is all courtesy of, let me find it here. Here it is, Vita Biotics. They're well-range. Chance for you to keep your family and yourself well this January. All thanks to Vita Biotics Well Range. Vitamin support for the whole family. They've got all sorts of stuff in there. All the brands you'll have seen around the place. Well Baby, Well Kind, Well Teen, Well Man, Well Woman. They're all very well.
They're all very well, the whole lot of them.
And it's 20 nutrients, basically. This is the idea behind it. Apparently it's 20 nutrients that help maintain vitality and wellness.
Oh, fantastic.
That's what you need. B6, B12, vitamin D. All that sort of stuff. Keep your immune system healthy. Keep you energized. And you pick them up at your local pharmacy. It's your turn to talk.
I was totally taking in the information. I'm second guessing my own health there for a second. I'm sure all those health shops do them and all as well. But we have them for you. It's really simple. It's a radio blockbusters. So we give you any of those vitamins. Of course, they start with one letter. You pick whichever letter you want to play. B is gone. So vitamin A, C, D, or E. We'll give you a question. The answer begins at one of those letters. And exactly. To be honest, I will be helping you along. We'll be doing our best to make sure you get it right. That's for sure.
Absolutely. If you do get it right, then you walk away with that hamper full of the well-range, the Vita Biotics well-range. And that's your prize for the day. You'll also go into the draw then at the end of the week and you can pick up that luxury getaway to the Wineport Lodge. Dinner included on one of the evenings. Two Voya Spa treatments as well to add to your wellness. All pretty cool. Oh. So, hamper and potentially that weekend away, all up for grabs. If you want to get involved in this, as Peter said, it's one simple question. We're already going to give you the first letter of the answer. So we really couldn't make it much simpler. If you want to get involved, just text the word WIN, WhatsApp it, in fact. WhatsApp the word WIN with your own name. Do it right now to 087-188-0008. Guaranteed Irish, Sinead O'Connor, Mandinka here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, on this Tuesday, 14th of January. Hitbin on the way, over a grand to play for. If you fancy getting involved, let us know. 087-188-0008. In the meantime, though. Yep, time for a bit of vitamin blockbusters. This all with thanks to Vita Biotics Well Range. Their vitamin support for the whole family. Well Baby, Well Kind, Well Teen, Well Man, Well Woman. Literally, they've everybody well.
They do.
They've got everybody covered with wellness.
And I tell you something, Jim, I like this game.
Yeah, you do.
I used to love blockbusters back in the day, and I'm enjoying having a small but significant part in giving away
in its reincarnation
vitamins to the people of the world. So there you go. So Emma Byrne is going to play this morning. It works simple as this. You pick whatever vitamin you want this morning. Vitamin A, B is gone, C, D, or E. The answer to the question I give you will begin with one of those letters. So Emma Byrne, how are you? Emma, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all good. Thanks very much. What's your plans for today?
I'm on the way to work.
Right. So are you allowed to tell us what you do?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, so very good.
Right.
Oh, very good. So,
what level
you're
are you
going
teaching?
On your holidays? This is a couple of weeks now and you'll be off.
What level
it's
are you teaching?
Weeks, don't worry.
Primary. Okay, right,
no,
okay.
Secondary school, yeah.
Oh, secondary school.
Yeah, five weeks, I think she said, was it?
Yeah, 5 weeks of the midterm. I know, don't worry.
Right, so we're going to do our best for you, Emma. Are you, how are you fixed? Are you awake?
Barely. Barely.
I know.
That'll
trust
do.
Me, I know the feeling. Pick a letter. So you have A, C, D, or E.
I'm going to go with A.
Right, so here you go. Teacher on the spot. What is the main artery that carries blood away from your heart to the rest of your body?
Bearing in mind, it starts with an A. Okay, so don't rush into anything. So it's what A is the main artery that carries blood away from your heart to the rest of your body? What can we do to help here?
You could have picked A or
Yeah, well, there's no T.
No.
You couldn't have picked A or T.
No, you couldn't have picked any of them.
Because there is no T.
Artery. No.
No,
sorry, you don't know what she said.
Don't know what she said there. It's A or.
Oh my god, I have no idea.
Aorta.
Hey!
Jeepers.
Blooming heck, for God's sake.
I'll tell you something, Emma. You brought us right to the line there this morning.
It's a good job biology isn't part of the thing at primary level. Anyway, listen, the good news is...
She's a secondary team.
Oh, is it? Are you secondary level?
Wake up, Jim. Come on now.
Oh, my God. Me wake up. You didn't even know what bloody aorta was. For God's sake. Anyway, right, listen, you've managed to win yourself a well-range hamper, courtesy of Vita Biotics, and your name is going into the draw at the end of the week for the break to the Wineport Lodge.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Well done.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's
amazing. Oh, my God. The utter chaos around this vitamin thing, I tell you.
Brilliant. Anyway, listen, thanks, of course, to the Well Range. Contains over 20 nutrients to help maintain vitality and wellness. Vitamin B6, B12, vitamin D, loads more as well to help you stay energised and keep your old immune system healthy, and they're available at your local pharmacy as well. We'll have another hamper up for grabs again tomorrow. Another chance to get yourself into the draw for the end of the week for the big prize, the big weekend luxury getaway as well.
Yeah, take our vitamins, kids.
And of course, now it's only C, D and E available.
That's all that's available, yeah, it's grand. The questions, I keep telling them they're easy, and then... we keep having to bail people out, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth €1,000 this morning and a tenner. So there you go, €1,000 and £10 all for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this classic hit bit. And that's the sound of it. So it's going to be, who is it going to be? I'm looking at the wrong one this morning. Bobby Daly it is. It's Bobby Daly. How are you, Bobby?
Hey, mate.
How's it going, Bobby? What part of the country are you in this morning?
In Park West here at the moment.
Oh, very, very good. Did you survive the storm? You did in one piece?
Yeah, it wasn't really too bad around here, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think Dublin got the worst of it, did they?
Yeah, I'd say around 3 o'clock anyway, it was like a switch went off, like Jim was saying earlier, but there was some rain. Jeepers, that was a proper rainfall.
There was no traffic then last night on the way home either, so I think everyone legged it there.
Yeah, I noticed that. I actually noticed
silver
that.
Silver lining, Bobby, silver lining.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, Bobby, we're going to try and give you some money. What do you think it is?
I've one or two guesses, but we go Blondie, Heart of Glass.
Heart of Glass, right. Right, so Mike.
Michael.
Bobby in Park West, unfortunately, you are wrong, me friend. Lads, we're going to give this away one way or another. Anyway, sorry, but listen, have another go. Just call me and...
Oh, my God. Now he's doubling up on himself.
I don't mind this.
I'm cringing here.
Yeah, I tell you, yeah.
I don't know, Bobby.
We all feel that pain, Bobby, I tell you.
I'm kind of impressed with that, I have to say.
Listen, man, take care of yourself. Have a good day. Thanks for playing.
Right,
cheers, man.
See you, Bobby.
Take
have
care.
A good one. Okay, Louise Harty on the other one. How's it going, Louise?
Hi, how are you doing?
Not so bad at all. What part of the country are you in, Louise?
I'm in Blackrock in Dublin.
Oh, you're in Dublin
Black
as well.
Rock, eh?
Very good. Yeah. So you survived the storm too, I'm presuming.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad here.
Yeah, everyone's saying that. What's wrong with me then? Am I a bit of a drama queen?
Yeah. Absolutely. No, universal agreement on that one, PJ. Wow. You are a drama queen.
Even Louise, yeah.
Straight away. Louise was forced in. Oh, absolutely, you're a drama queen. Yeah,
she's only with us to hear what sort of dramatics I'm going to come up with. Right, so Louise, once you're in one piece and you're ready to go, what do you think it is?
I think it's Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
Right, oh, good song that one.
I got a feeling that it's wrong, unfortunately, sorry.
Okay. Cheers, thank you.
Cheers, Louise, take care of yourself, have a good day. Thanks for playing, bye-bye now.
See you, Louise.
So that's the end of those guesses. They can be scratched off your list. They'll be added to our list on classichits.ie. All the previous guesses are there for you to check out. And of course, you can listen to that as often as you like.
On classichits.ie, it's up there. All the wrong answers are up there. And tomorrow it'll be €1,000 and £20. Yeah. So 20 to 5 with Damien Farley is your next chance for the classic hit bit.
Yeah, wake me up before you go. Go wham. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, 14th of January. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout. Plenty more to come, of course. We've got our breakfast table quiz. Everybody wins this week on the breakfast table quiz. It's thanks to Trebalgan. So we'll be doing that before the hour is out. But ahead of that... Why didn't that just play? Oh, there it is.
It is, yeah, here it goes.
Got there in the end.
This is one of the maddest stories. When you think about it, there's some people out there have the most ridiculous talents.
Right.
Right? Most ridiculous. But then when you hear this story, you may think, okay, some people have a little bit of a leg up when it comes to it as well. So a 14-year-old has achieved his ambition by identifying 129 books consecutively just from their opening sentence. So he's learned the text of the books, right? So the first line of each book, he knows it so well, he can tell you what the book's from straight away. So he's after winning a place in the Guinness Book of Records. He beat the previous world record holder, who had 30. 30 was the previous record.
And
he's
got
129. He would have got 130, only his dad blew it. Fabian Lord. It was the name of the father. His dad called Fabian Lord Lewis. Monty Lord is the name of the 14-year-old that did this. So
Monty Lord.
Monty took on quite the challenge.
Wow.
His dad, Fabian Lord, says, you've knew the way you've been doing an online psychology degree. He's done an online psychology degree already.
So this isn't your average 14-year-old, to be fair.
He released a book when he was 7.
Of course he did.
Yep, he did.
If your name is Monty Lord... You should be.
He released a book called Freaky School when he was just 7 years old. He also has these... He's been doing this memory sort of coaching. He's been learning how to give himself a special memory. I can't even speak a bleeding sentence and this kid is like super memory. Do you know what I'm talking about?
He's coaching other people's memory.
Yeah, and he's like... It's absolutely outrageous. So he's been doing this course on how to remember things, right?
Right.
You know, really getting it down. And his dad goes, why don't you learn 200 books? And I, or 100, but yeah, he said 200, he went for 130. And I'll challenge you, and you can be in the Guinness Book of Records. He went, no problem, because you will be
Papa.
Quite the challenge. Okay, Papa, how long have I got? This is where it gets weird. He did it in 2 to 3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks, he learnt the whole lot.
So the father chose the 200 books, did he?
No, the father just gave him a challenge.
So he chose his own 200 books.
Yeah, and like you think it was easy, right? Because you think, oh well, the Harry Potter.
Is there any examples?
Yeah, of the books.
Of the lines. To see, do I know any?
Yeah, here okay. It is. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a life of a wife. God.
That is.
Now,
how to win friends and influence people.
I don't. Do you know what it
I've
is?
I have no idea.
I tore this out and I don't know where the answers page is, to be honest with you.
Right. I don't know. I have
and
no
I'm
idea.
Looking at it. I have no rashers where any
right.
of them are.
Is there any other ones?
Once there was a little girl called Sophie. I think I know what that's from. Sophie's Choice,
Sophie's
I imagine
choice.
That's from. I imagine. The boy with fair hair lowered himself down the last few feet of rock and began to pick his way towards the lagoon.
Ah, that's from one of the famous fives, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I mean, listen to the books. He's got Shakespeare in here, Franz Kafka, Ian Banks. Jim has a go at the famous five as being one of them. The famous five.
I was doing my best, right?
And this kid, I can't even remember the song from the famous five. Never mind lines of the book.
Oh.
So he said he did the challenge anyway. And then he said he was half asleep the next day when his dad burst into his room and announced to him with much gusto, you are now the world...
Because it would have been gusto,
yeah,
not
gusto.
Excitement.
No, gusto.
When your name is Monty Lord and your dad's called
Fabian
Lord.
Runs in, he goes, with much gusto, he announced, you are now the memory champion of the world.
Fair play, that is a heck of a thing.
It is, yeah. The Guinness Book of Records have called
you know
him amazing.
The opening line of any book?
Let there be light. Is that the Bible? No, I think that is it. Is that the Bible?
I don't know, that could be it. I thought you were going to go for... Rusty is a dog.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah. Paul and Ludo and Eve and all. Remember them books? And I can't even remember the start
actually,
of them.
You know what you should have done? You should have gone for it. Absolutely. I know the first line of loads of books. Once upon a time.
Oh my God, yeah. Why didn't I go for that?
Is impressive though. Wow, 129 books.
Yeah,
somebody recites the line and he goes, oh, that's the first line.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah, the guy from the Guinness Book of Records.
Brilliant.
Or his father did it in front of the guy at the Guinness Book of Records. And that's why he got one wrong of the 130 was his dad made a mess of it and said the title instead of the line first.
Ah.
Silly daddy. And then he said he's got a, he has had experience of this before. He did this, he went to his father's wedding, I think it is. And how do you, I don't understand this. He went to his father's wedding and he did the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic, which was the language that Jesus spoke at the time when the prayer was written. And he said, I did find that slightly harder.
Harder?
Than learning the titles of the books. But then again, I did have more than 2 weeks. My God. What is it? What? He's 14.
I know. Talk about making you feel inferior.
Whatever happened to just going to the match with your own lad and ignoring each other? That's what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Whatever happened to a misspent childhood? Why isn't he hanging out in snooker halls?
Remember my dad taking me to the pub and saying, be quiet now.
Green Day, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Just 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. Some of the texts that we got in, PJ would be better with Anne and Barry books.
You might be right. And that's, I'm not happy about it, but it's I can't argue nor be insulted over the accusation.
Somebody else, James, has been on to say that apparently Monty Lord's favourite book is actually The History of Glue. He couldn't put it down. But I'm fucking...
Woohoo!
And then somebody else, and I don't know, let me see who this is, right? This is
Barbara,
I think, right? Now, I don't know if as you were saying these, you know, you gave me a couple of opening lines to which I hadn't got a clue what they were from. But I don't know if Barbara was attempting to tell us that these are what they're from. Because she just, she typed in Pride and Prejudice, the BFG, Big Friendly Giant, and Lord of the Flies.
Well, I have the answers now and I can tell her that she's...
She's probably right.
She's actually right with one of them.
Yeah?
Yep, with one of them, yeah.
Which one? Lord of the Flies?
The Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, no, hold on. Number 8. And Lord of the Flies.
Wow.
Yeah, she's right with two of them, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Barbara, you too.
The only one she got wrong there was the BFG isn't on it, yeah. Oh, my God. Fair play to you, Barbara. That's
impressive.
That's astonishing.
All right, you have a few more, do you?
You know the one I got right? Once there was a little girl called Sophie, number six. Yeah, that's not, I got it right. It's not Sophie's Choice. It's called The Tiger Who Came to Tea by Judith Kerr.
Yeah.
So I didn't get it right.
To be fair, Sophie's Choice is a very different movie.
Yeah, I know. I know. Here, I'll give you some.
By the way, can I just mention as well that little chat we had there, Magic Mike was videoing. He's trying out his new little piece of equipment. Videoing that.
Oh yeah, it's up on Facebook. There,
it'll be going up on Facebook, and it'll also be on our new. It just gives me a chance to mention our new YouTube page
channel
rather. If you haven't checked it out, if you haven't subscribed and stuff, if you go onto YouTube, put PJ and Jim in, you'll find our channel. With all of the stuff that we ever video, all of the little bits and pieces and
everything,
the after show shows and everything, it's all being put up there. So you'll be able to check it out.
Videos of Jim in the shower and everything up on that.
Don't try to put people off.
Ah, try to get them in.
For God's sake. Anyway, right, have you got a few more?
I'll give you a few more. Right. So when shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning or in rain?
When shall we three meet again?
Now, there's actually a clue. If you think about it, you might actually get that.
Three Musketeers.
No, the Three Witches of Macbeth, of course.
Of course.
Macbeth.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You see, it's easy for me to put it together when I'm the one holding the answers. It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13.
13, right. So it's got to be something weird. A bright, cold day in April. Is it one of the Harry Potters?
No, it's not. It's George Orwell, 1984.
Oh, brilliant. Harry Potter.
George Orwell, 1984. I know it. Yeah. It's the Philosopher's Stone. Is it that one, the Sorcerer's Teacup?
Yeah, there you go. A reflection on some weird dystopian society and how you went with Harry Potter.
I think you're going to get the next one.
Right, okay.
I think you're going to get the next one because you've mentioned this book by pure coincidence earlier on in the show this morning.
No way.
Yeah. So the mole had been working very hard.
Oh, Wind of the Willows.
Yeah.
Hey.
Spring cleaning his little hole. His home. Spring cleaning his little hole.
Early on, yeah.
Yeah,
you brought it down a totally different mole.
I didn't mean
hole.
To. You think of moles and holes, don't you?
Yeah. I was saying to PJ and Mike earlier on that there's only one book that I definitely know the first line of, and it's the book The Road Less Travelled.
Yeah.
Scott M. Peck, The Road Less Travelled, because the opening line is literally only three words: life is hard.
Isn't that Jim all over now, isn't it? That Jim. It's a focus. It's about focusing on the important stuff. You want something that sums up Jim right there? Yeah, I'll tell you something.
Fantastic.
And it would be easier, but if I gave myself a break. But I'm not into that.
I tell you, I'm well impressed with Monty
Jim
Lord.
McCabe is literally the Matt Talbot of Irish radio.
I'm well impressed with Monty Lord. I'm well impressed with his name, apart from anything else. Oh yeah, lash one out to the listeners. Yeah.
We give it out to the listeners. Now it's they'll
just Google it.
Don't Google it. See if you know. Right. I actually think I may have got this because of the name mentioned at the very end.
Right.
So my father's name being Pirip and my Christian name being Philip. My infant tongue could make of both names nothing longer or more explicit than Pip.
Right.
You get, yeah?
Yeah, I think I know where you're leaning with that one.
Yeah?
I'll get it wrong, mind you, but I think I know where you're leaning.
I know, you definitely do, because it's an author we argue about. Well, we don't. You slag me over all the time because I thought
a certain one
of them was in a very different, you know.
Yeah. You got, anyway. 087-188-0008. Do you know what book that's
Mike
just come
it.
From? Yeah, we've got a prize. No, sure, we can't have a prize. People be Googling everything. No. It's purely for pride.
Oh, isn't it? Purely for pride. See if you know it, yeah. See if you know. See if you're as smart as Mike out there. I wish I picked another one now. I hate when you get stuff right.
1,000 miles. Vanessa Carlton here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for all the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. Still time to get involved in the breakfast table quiz. Only 6 to beat at the moment. And a prize just for playing. So that's got to be a big incentive. Just let us know if you fancy playing. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Now, of course, being January, naturally the gyms are packed again, aren't they?
They're rammed.
Everybody's doing the old New Year's resolution.
Everybody's at it again. So it's. I was there actually on Saturday. I started doing these classes. I do bike row ski. They're called.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed them. Yeah. But it's amazing. Like it went from the last time I was there, which was October, to now rammed. Where everyone's at it again. Yeah. It's the real post Christmas rush to get the.
People you've never seen
before.
At
least to get some normality back. Like, if I started one, you're looking at a pair of trousers and you're thinking, how did I ever get into them? And you got into them 3 weeks ago. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now a horrible and very surprising new survey says that 1 in 10 people that go to the gym never wash their gym gear. You dirty, slimy, slithery oak.
I find that almost impossible to believe.
Same here, yeah. Because
it's
disgusting, like.
Oh my God! How could you, after a workout, put it back on you?
I don't know. I mean, even people who do the whole underpantses thing—you know, you go in and out and back to front and all, yeah, 4 days out—and that's just walking around being normal. That's disgusting. But gym gear is worse again. So
that's,
they surveyed 264 people who exercise at least once a week, right?
Yeah.
And found that 55% wash their gym clothes after wearing them once. Only 55%.
I mean, surely you have. I mean, there's just no way.
And 10% never washed them.
Unless you're doing that thing where basically all you're doing is posing in the mirrors.
If
you're a selfie fitness
there's
person.
There's a lot of that going on. There's one famous story from the gym I go to where one of the girls went in, turned the treadmill on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Left the treadmill on for ages on its own spinning until it built up like whatever, I don't know, 5K or whatever.
Right.
Then like took a selfie of herself next to the digits and went... Tough one at the gym, you know that type of deception.
No way.
She never even stood in it.
No.
Just spinning around.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so she wasn't all sweaty now. She looked like $1 million after doing her workout.
A 5K.
Yeah. And with the thing, she just sat there spinning around.
That's unreal.
I don't know if it's true, but it's one of those urban legends that goes on. Dr. Abigail Short, she's a doctor at Bark.com. That does not sound like some place you'd find a doctor.
Bark.com.
Yeah, some mad howlers. Anyway, maybe that's what she's getting the evidence. But gym clothes, she said, can harbour lots of bacteria. Obviously. Because of the sweat and because of the interaction between gym apparatus. This is another thing.
Yeah,
smelly,
other people
sweaty
sweat on
kicks
it.
Would be all over these things. And then you're going rubbing yourself off it and then not washing yourself after it. And public changing rooms, of course, aren't exactly the most sanitised places either. And then you get 5% of people never wash their gear at all.
I find that absolutely impossible. I just cannot believe that when it's soaking.
And the thing is, it doesn't even end there. With the gym gear, because they found that 1 in 10 or 1 in 8 use the same towel to wipe their face, right? That they use to wipe down all the equipment when they're finished working on it. So some big sweaty lad, right? He's on there doing the whole, all of that sweating out of him all over the treadmill, and then you wipe down the machine that he's been all and you're all over, and then. Oh my God, tapping your face then. Tough one, that.
Yeah, the new Radicals, you get what you give. Here at Classic Hits, almost 10 to 9. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. I have to say though, PJ, that story about people who don't wash their gym gear has brought back a rather famous incident in the history of this show.
Are we going back to this again?
I'm
really
sorry, but just it's been the response on WhatsApp. I mean, for example, Gabriel has texted in to say PJ is so good he even washes other people's underpants.
I don't know what's going on.
Dan and Cork can't believe the PJ, the underpants bandit, is disgusted by gym antics.
You know, and I was in Merino Fair Butchers yesterday and they were slagging me about robbing people's cacks.
Well, there you go.
Again.
Darren in Limerick, Jesus, listen, PJ, listening to you about the gym, it's amazing you survived robbing that man's jocks that time.
Hey, not only do I wash my own trousers and shorts, I rob the pants of other people that I nicked them off as well.
You see?
Even if it is accidental.
Brilliantly done, man. Brilliant. Oh.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See kes.ie.
This week, of course, all about Trebolgan Holiday Village there in East Cork, providing great value holidays and Easter and summer breaks, of course, now selling out fast as well. They have a great range of self-catering accommodation, all sorts of activities to suit families of all ages, no matter what the weather's like, because you can be indoors or outdoors. You can take a splash in the indoor subtropical pool paradise. If you want to get a bit more adventurous, you can try out the range of adventure sport activities, things like the go-karts and the zip wire, combat laser, bungee trampolines.
Everything.
We should go here, man.
I know.
We should definitely go
here. Although we'd be there. No, if I'm up to that. the day.
Here's what we have here, right? Just for playing with us every single day this week, you will get a family day pass to Trebolgan for two adults and two children. Now, if you manage to get the top score, we will upgrade that to a 7-night summer break for a family of 6, which is pretty cool. And you'll get family passes to the brand new Trebolgan High Ropes course as well. Trebolgan.com if you want to check it out for yourself.
Yeah, what a place Trebolgan is. It's literally gone down in legend as one of those places for Irish people to go on holidays.
Absolutely.
While staying at home. So, right, that's it. 6 the score to beat. 7 or more, you're in the lead. And John Ryan in Dublin is going to have a go. How are you, John?
Morning, lads. How are you?
Oh, good, John. What about you?
Not too bad, in good form.
Happy days.
So what are you at the moment, John?
Well, I'm up on a roof, fixing around the chimney at the minute. So
you're on the roof. You're on the roof at the moment.
On the roof at the moment.
My God, thank God, Storm Brendan's gone.
And thank. So
hang on, John.
What are you up to? It really was literal.
Well, I want to go on this rope course down in Trebolgan.
I think you might need it.
Right. Please tell me you've got something tying you on.
No, sure. Yeah, we're safe enough.
This man knows what he's doing, PJ. Yeah.
And here's me. Health and safety be damned, John. I'm on your side.
Right.
Yeah, I won't tell you where I am, just in case.
Let's get this done before a strong gust comes along. Let's get this 60 seconds out of the way. Right, we just need at least 7 correct answers. John, you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Best of luck. Here we go.
What is a female fox called?
Pass.
A vixen. What sort of animal is a sprat?
Fish.
Yeah, what author wrote Not 1984?
Pass.
George Orwell. Roller, Austrian and Venetian are all types of what?
Lions.
In 1980, what group released the album Super Trooper?
ABBA.
Yeah, mouth-to-mouth artificial respiration is commonly known as the kiss of what?
Life.
Uma Thurman played the character Mia Wallace in what Quentin Tarantino film?
Pulp Fiction.
In the 2001 film Moulin Rouge is set in what country?
France.
How many rings are there in the Olympic flag?
5.
Steven Tyler is the lead singer of what band?
Pat.
Aerosmith. In 1964, what actress made her feature film debut in Mary Poppins?
Oh, Julie Gallant.
Julie Andrews. When referring to a cash machine, what does ATM stand for?
Automatic.
Automated teller machine.
Oh my God.
Oh, I tell you, they were sticky enough again. Yeah. John, it hasn't been an easy week so far. 2 days in, and I have to say there's some chokers in there.
Yeah. There was a couple of pauses in there that didn't do you any favours, John, as well.
No, there wasn't.
Unfortunately. But how did we do it?
Fairness to him, he not only has to deal with us firing questions, he has to stay alive this morning.
It's not an easy feat for this fella.
Second right. Me an extra one now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, you're in the lead anyway. Happy John. Giant. You're in the lead anyway, so it was enough.
You're literally on top, John, as we speak.
As we speak, lads, and hopefully we won't go down the bottom yet.
Exactly. Listen, John, take care of yourself. Good talking to you, man. Have a good day.
Have a good day, lads.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Good job. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's probably the first time we've ever done the breakfast table quiz with somebody who's on a roof.
I think so, yeah. I genuinely was worried about him for a minute. I was thinking, hopefully he doesn't get them all right.
Yeah.
He'll jump off the roof in celebration.
One of the answers wasn't going to be,
to be honest, yeah.
Anyway, listen, so we've just crept into the lead with 7 for John Ryan in Dublin. So 7 is now the score that you're going to have to beat if you want to try and win this great 7-night summer break for a family of 6 to Trebalgan Holiday Village. Of course, great family holiday village that it is. Trebalgan.com, family passes, the brand new Trebalgan High Ropes course included in that as well. John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire, here are Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim this morning. Here are Classic Hits, 14th of January. It's just about 23 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Tomorrow on the way, of course, from 10 o'clock in for Nicky Hayes again this week. 087-188-0008, by the way, still time to give us a shout if you want to get us on WhatsApp. But in the meantime, if you're thinking about maybe taking on a new job, a new gig, maybe in the new year, change of life, all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. It involves a job interview, of course. That's the dreaded job interview. It's one of those things that nobody looks forward to.
No.
It's essentially an audition for life, isn't it? And you go in and like nobody feels they're very good at them and stuff. But then some people, it seems, are just remarkably bad. Like to the point that they've no social skills at all. So
right.
A few employers have revealed that, you know the way you do a job interview, right? And you're sitting down and at the end of a job interview, they normally say, so have you any questions for us?
Yeah.
Like they've been doing, they've been asking their questions of you and what your experience is.
So you might have particulars about the remuneration package or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Well, it seems that's where some people blow the whole thing. So they've done this survey of people who've like gotten to that point very well,
right? Okay.
In the job interview, and then they said, "So have you any questions for us?" And one guy, he did really, really well. And this is like one of these Reddit threads, you know. So a load of employers chimed in. One guy did really, really well, and then he turned out at the end. He goes, "Is there any chance my ma could sleep on the couch during the office hours? It's just she'll be dropping me to work, and it would be hard for her to come all the way back in and get me again."
Oh my
They're
god.
Like, and this is a fellow who did well.
He wanted his ma to spend a whole day or whatever, his whole shift.
Yeah, well like
sleeping on the couch.
And his argument was, well if you're gonna give me the job, how am I gonna get home? Me ma's the driver. Like what do you expect?
Oh my
you know?
God.
So this is why another guy, he worked as a support, he's a support worker at a charity for adults with autism. And a woman came in, did okay.
Yeah.
And he says, okay, have you any questions for us? To which point she goes, yeah. At what point do we start protesting against vaccinations? Excuse me? Yeah. Said he looked at his superior during it and he was just absolutely stunned. And he goes, no, we're here to help people with their everyday lives. Like,
Yeah.
We're not a protest movement. We're helping, you know, in the community. And she went into a rage and started screaming and roaring at them saying, they're not doing enough to help people.
Oh, so, my God.
It's like, some people are just absolutely mad. So one person, she was being interviewed for an engineering job, did very well.
Yeah.
Got to the end and they said, well, this has all gone very well. Have you any questions for us? To which he goes, is there a lot of maths involved? I'm not very good at maths. And another lad did a job.
For an engineering job.
And he goes, right, another lad, this is my favourite one. So he did the interview, was flying the interview. Really charming lad. They really enjoyed what he was saying. Getting on with them is real dynamic because, as you know, when you're going for a job interview, your experience
they love a bit of
that. It's only half of it, really.
Yeah,
it's how you get on with people. Brilliant. Have you any questions for us? I do, yeah. What's the job anyway? He says, it's my girlfriend told me to come in. He got so comfortable that he just realised, might as well be honest. We're all getting along.
What's the job anyway?
What company is this? What's the job for? I don't know if I can do it. What is it? My girlfriend told me to come in. Yeah, great. No, you're absolutely not welcome at all.
Oh, my God.
And I just
love
that because we've all done something in a job interview where we walked out with our head in our hands mortified.
Why? Is something coming to mind for you?
Oh, my God, loads. Well, I've done, like, you know, corporate gigs. They're the ultimate job interview where you fail in the middle of the start.
Of an audience.
Yeah, I remember calling the manager and director thinking it was for a laugh in front of me. I called him a glue sniffer. What was I thinking? Like? I couldn't sleep for about a week after. So now at least you know that there's people out there who have humiliated us an awful lot worse than you did.
Is that what happened in here when you and Andy Vadnews had a conversation at the end? You turned around with, so what is the job anyway?
To be honest with you, Jim, I've been coming in here every day for over 5 years and I still don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Audrey wants us to say hi to Lynn and John and Fairhouse. No problem at all. John and Lynn, hi to you from Audrey.
Hello.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout, still time before we head off into the wild blue yonder.
Yeah, off into the wild blue yonder. We're nearly done. For a Tuesday
have
morning.
Have you anything exciting on the agenda? What's on your menu for today?
No, it's very quiet today. I'm going off to the gym today to do me a few bits and pieces. And then I think I have to. I normally these days all I do is talk, ring people on the phone and argue about money. So I'll do a bit of that.
That's
ahead.
Something to look forward to, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, one of those great conversations. Yeah. So I'll be doing a bit of that. So no, not exactly Brilliant. An exciting day ahead, that's for sure. And then we do have a bit of an exciting week, though. We're on the road and everything.
Just going to say that, actually, yeah. Tomorrow we'll be hitting the road because on Thursday morning we'll be broadcasting live from South Mall in Cork. So we'll be there broadcasting live doing the show. So we'll be on the road. On the road again.
On the road again. I can't wait to get back to Cork. God, I miss Cork terribly, I do.
Do you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I miss Cork terribly.
Yeah, you won't have to miss it for too much longer.
I think we should all move. I think this would be a good idea for everybody.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's a bad enough commute as it is for me.
Well,
imagine me commuting to Cork every
morning. No, we'd get you down there. Get you off that silly mountain you're on. You know? Get you to
put me on a different mountain.
Well, no, get you into real traffic and all. Stop avoiding unicorns and fictional animals and everything on your way to work.
Yeah, so absolutely on the road again, heading to Cork. Thursday morning is when we're doing the show. We'll be on the road tomorrow. But anyway, look, plenty going on between now and then.